Blog Talk Radio.
How's everybody doing out there? I'm excited about today. We only have an hour for the show today, so we want to get it in, we want to get our testimony, we want to get our prayer request in, and we want to just talk about what's on our hearts, talk about the things going on in the world, in our communities, in the world, period, and just the wickedness that is wreaking havoc all over the land, and our responsibility and our response to it. Let's just wait on a few more callers and let everybody get all, you know, ready and stretched out. So play a song here. But hold on the line, the callers that are on and the listeners that are on. We're going to get into this thing in just a few minutes.
I was made for your glory, Lord. I realized my purpose. seed or water in the tree. I want to bear fruit, I don't want you to curse me. I was made of your glory, let the people see that it's not about me. Eating off the tree, made in your image, but we cover up with leaves. All for a false note is in exchange for your glory. Thank you for your word and another chance. I'm so glad I've heard of your recompense as I write the song on the paper with my pen. I'm reminded of your love again. Your own, we died since sun, my life insurance. His blood's my defense. I'm just this. Made of your glory.
I'm going to have to write a book. That just sounds like a title to a book, The Prophet's Daughter. I guess I could do something with that. Well, everybody, I want to hear from you today. Don't leave me on here alone. I want to hear from you. It's Testimony Tuesday on the page, so I try to make it Testimony Tuesday on here, too, when I'm on here, and things of that nature. So prayer requests, testimonies, all of that is applicable. What's on your heart, things of that nature. I want to start off with my testimony today is that it was told to me, given a prophetic word, that my calendar was going to be full this year. And yeah, it's full. It's so full already, and I thank God for it. I thank him for his purpose for my life, and I thank him for giving me the strength to do it all. And it's funny, and I laugh at the enemy. I laugh at the enemy because in the calendar getting full and all that stuff, the my body has kind of responded in a negative way. And I just kind of laugh at the enemy because it's not going to hold me down. It's not going to get me. And I know that what God has planned for my life will go forth no matter what. So I just thank God for it, and I give him all praise and honor and glory. All right, callers, I always forget what number you're supposed to press. If you have something to say, please chime in. I think you press 1 or star. But, yeah, press something. And I'll open up your mic so that you can give your testimonies and things of that nature, too. What else did we want to talk about today? We wanted to talk about the things just going on in the world, where your hearts are, where your minds are about it, and things of that nature. I had a a experience here in Detroit. A young man that I know, unfortunately, was shot in the middle of the street in broad daylight a few days ago, and it's just been making my heart sad and cry out for our young people, because he's a young man, but he's older, and the young men that shot him were, it looked as if they were in their young teens, and it's just sad what they're doing now for these gang initiations and things of that nature. And it's just really making my heart sad and cry out to God for our young people even the more. We got to get on duty. We got to be beyond on guard. We got to be equipped in this season and in this time. And, you know, I texted my dad this morning because we knew the guy. He's actually been to our church a couple of times, but he's been homeless and a little mentally challenged, and everybody around that neighborhood knows him, and they're even on the news talking about how nice he was, how kind he was, and he wouldn't mess with anybody, and you could see in the video of what was happening on the street that these guys started the aggravation with him, and they just begin to and continue to taunt him into the middle of an intersection, one of the busiest intersections in Detroit. This is how bold the enemy has become, one of the busiest intersections in broad daylight, and they shot him and then ran away. It's just, how bold is the enemy right now? How bold? And I think it comes out of the fear that their time is almost up, that it's almost up. And when we're going against a defeated foe already, I think it's even more prevalent that we access our authority, and that we, beyond accessing it, that we display in it, and that be our response to the enemy. It's our authority, and let him know who we are, because the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. This world system is not his, but the earth is his. And I bind the enemy from treading upon his people in his earth, on his earth, when we are supposed to be treading upon the serpent. Any responses? I know I have some callers online. Any responses? If you're just joining us, I was just talking about an incident that happened here in Detroit a few days ago where a homeless man was gunshot in the middle of the street, just maliciously, just for no reason. And I just wanna talk about that. I just want to talk about where the hearts and the minds of the people of God are right now. So I'm just going to make your minds hot. Amen. Okay, I got area code 864. Your mic is hot. Hello.
Hi, Angel. This is Sylvia.
Hi, Sylvia.
Yeah, I feel you. The enemy is just, and he's using our people, you know, people to do horrible acts against each other, because we had a case here where a guy was trying to break up a fight, and they actually stomped and beat him to death.
My Lord.
So we do. We have to be even bold, you know, and that's one of the things I've been praying for is, okay, God, I need to be bold for you, you know.
Yeah.
And stop, you know, letting the enemy even run over me in my own daily situations, but be bold
yeah.
and know who I am. So,
yeah.
I agree.
Yeah, I think it's the late response of the believer. We aren't proactive. We have not been proactive in displaying our authority, displaying the power that God has given us. We have been so lackadaisical. It's like when the disaster strikes, when the thing happens, then we're saddened, and I'm to blame too. Then we're saddened, then we want to go and do, then we want to go and pray, but we haven't been proactive. And I think that's where the issue lies the most, is that we have been inactive in our authority, inactive in our God life. You know, we do good all day, but are we doing God's will, you know? And it's just laying heavy on my heart, because I know that there's more that I need to do myself, and there's more that we all need to do as a kingdom together. And because I was saying, like, what if there was believers, you know, already at that bus stop praying, or already at that bus stop ministering, or on that corner with tons of people on that corner. It's one of the busiest intersections in Detroit, Michigan. What if there were already believers there? You know, what if we had already been there praying and covering that area? What would have been the result, you know? And I don't want to live a life of a what if anymore. We got to be proactive. We have to be proactive. So thank you, Sylvia. Thank you so much. I'm going to make somebody else's mic hot since they don't want to. So nobody wants to, like, volunteer. Thanks, Sylvia. I will I don't know, press a button if you have anything else to say, or I can leave your mic hot. I don't want to do that, and you might be busy or something. Okay. Area code 917, you've been on the air. You are on the air. You've been on the hold for a while. Who am I speaking with? Area code 917. Hello? Okay, I'm going to leave your mic hot just in case you want to say something or you're on mute and trying to navigate your phone. Area code 630, your mic is hot. Hello?
Hello?
Hi.
Hi.
Hi, who am I speaking with?
This is Shatwan.
Hi, you. What number are people supposed to press to say that they want to say something?
I actually just tuned in, so I don't really know what we're talking about.
Oh, like, you know, if you want to say something, what is the number, or you press pound, or you press star?
You press one.
Press one.
Yeah, press one if you want to say something.
Okay, press one if you want to say something. Unless I will just go down the line and make your mic hot. Amen. Well, we're talking about just the evil that is, you know, the wickedness, the evil that is prevalent here right now in the world. Period. And I was talking about a situation that happened here the other day where older gentleman that I actually know was gunned down in the middle of a intersection, one of the busiest intersections in broad daylight, by some young kids. And to tell that they were kids, that they were teenagers from the video camera, they caught it all on tape. And it's just like, it's unbelievable how, but it's believable how bold the enemy has become. And me and Sylvia was just talking about how we haven't really been active in our authority as believers. We haven't demonstrated that level of boldness in this earth realm, and it's just becoming worse and worse and worse, and it's going to become worse. But we have to be proactive. We can't wait until the battle is over to shout now. So we got to shout now, you know. We got to make our presence known, make God's presence known in this earth before the disaster strikes. You know what I mean? Who was praying for Oklahoma before the tornadoes came? Who was praying for Kansas? You know what I'm saying? Like, who who is covering the earth in prayer?
Exactly.
Well, that's what we're talking about right now. So whatever is on your heart, and we're doing testimonies and prayer requests.
Oh, okay. I just think that, you know, even though the Bible is fulfilling its prophecy, we are still here that we come, that we can snatch some of them back, you know, because all are not meant to go to hell.
No.
But we're not on our job, which means that a lot of them are going that don't have to go.
Yeah.
You know. So when we get on our job and we begin to pray, I believe that some of this stuff wouldn't happen.
Right.
That's my thought. But we're not on our job.
We aren't. We aren't. That's exactly what I'm saying.
That we are people who are deceived with the fast pace of this life. You know, we don't have time. We don't have time. We don't have time. But we don't have time for what's going on in the earth. But we need to make time for prayer. But the enemy keeps us deceived and keeps us going at a fast pace that everything is just passing us by. Oh, I'll get to it next time. And next time come around and it's not there anymore.
Right.
So we have to stop and we have to take the time and pray right then and there.
Mm-hmm. Truly. I don't want to be one of the ones where, you know, you do all this good, you do all this goodness, and you live this good life. I want to be one of the ones that Jesus says, I didn't know you.
Right.
Because you wasn't about my Father's business, because you didn't do his will. You do good, but are you doing his will?
Right, and that's the key. You know, people always say, well, I do good, but that's not what God asks you to do.
No.
You know, so if we do his will, then we don't have to worry about doing good, because even good people are going to hell.
Yes.
You know, they lived a good life all their life, but did they do the will of the Father?
Exactly. Obedience is better than sacrifice.
Exactly.
Obedience is better than doing good.
Exactly.
Truly, truly. So that's just where my heart is right now. And I don't know, you want to do something so great, so big, and you can't, you know what I'm saying? You can't just get up and, you know, start a rally in one day, you know what I'm saying? But who's to say you can't, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
But something has to be, something has to be done.
This
to awaken, to awaken the church, to awaken the believers. And pray for these parents, because it's happening. It's like, press one, everybody, press one if you want to respond or say something to what we're talking about today. But they're getting younger and younger, and I guess there's just this new thing rising up again in regards to gangs here, because I thought it was a dead thing. I didn't even know that gangs and stuff still existed. I thought it was something just done away with, that it wasn't that prevalent anymore, but they're starting to initiate again, and it's just, especially in this one particular neighborhood, and that's where the incident happened. And I'm in awe, because they're so young. They're so young. And when you walk around your own community and you see a 12-year-old and you're scared, that's not good. So, like, this is the second thing that has happened that may be a cause or an effect from, you know, the gang initiation from these young people. Another one happened a couple of days ago. Also, earlier this week, an older woman was raped and robbed in her own home, and it was a gang initiation. Like, are you guys serious? And then it's like, I don't know. I know we probably have, you know, it's an international ministry, so I'm sure we have more than one ethnic group on the air, more than one ethnic group listening in. But my other concern is when it's African Americans on African Americans.
Right.
When they don't see them killing themselves, they don't see them raping their mothers. They don't see them raping their sisters. They don't see them killing their own brothers and their own father. But if it were their father, they would be a hot mess. They would be mourning. They would be depressed. They would be in all kind of, you know, going through all kind of issues. But why is it that it is so easy to shoot your own, to kill your own, to rob from your own? Why? I don't get it.
I think that they have been taught that, you know, it really doesn't matter to them. Life or death, it's not important to them.
Yeah.
You know, so they have no fear of death. They have no fear of God. They have no fear of anybody.
Right.
You know, so to kill somebody else is nothing to them because they've seen it. They've seen it in TV. They've seen it in the community. You know, it's advertised daily. This is what they live. This is subliminal messages they get every day, all day long.
Yeah.
So it becomes a norm.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, we thank God that the man that was shot down is in stable condition right now at the hospital. So we're thanking God for that. He's actually been to our church and stuff before, and homeless, a little mental issues going on and things of that nature, but, you know, we're praying for him, and some of his family is going to see him because, of course, they didn't know. They had no idea that it went on. 773, your mic is hot. Shatwan, you want me to keep you hot or you want me to mute you?
You can mute me.
Okay. 773, your mic is hot.
God bless you. God bless you. How are you?
I'm fine. Bless you. How are you?
I'm wonderful. I thought the pastor was online. I see this is his daughter.
This is his daughter. Who am I speaking with?
This is Prophet Durrell.
Hi, Prophet Durrell.
How are you?
I'm good. It was such a pleasure to meet you and experience your gift the other night.
Oh, likewise, likewise. We've been talking about you ever since we left Detroit.
Aww. I hope it was good. They didn't beat me up on the way home.
But, you know, I got in on the tail end of it, but the reason why, you know, the Bible says in the last days, the love of God wax cold in many.
Yeah.
And the people of God, the folk have gotten to the point where they don't have the love of God on the inside of them.
That is true.
They got this self-righteous spirit saying that if it's not in my house, if it's not in my family, I'm not going to worry about it. That's a self-righteous spirit. And some stuff, you know, God will allow to happen and allow to take place in some of the families all because he wants to do an awakening.
Truly.
And it's sad and it's a sin and a shame how the church has allowed the spirit of judgmental to overtake them, steady, loving the people and helping the people.
Yeah.
You know, and that's that. A heart goes out to all the ones that even lost their lives in this tornado that took place, you know, and it's just the Lord saying, wake up, church.
Wake up.
Wake up, my children. You know?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. You see so many pastors that's falling down by the wayside.
Yeah.
Man thing. You know, man has not literally just talking about the M-A-N, but talking about the body as a whole.
Mm-hmm.
They allowed it to take over.
Yeah.
Just like I know it's wrong. I know it's wrong to for homosexuality, gay marriages. I know that's wrong. But love them right up out of it. Pray them to come out.
Yes.
Pray that their heart will be changed. But see, let me tell you something. A lot of people, the reason why it happens and takes place all because it's the lack of love.
Mm-hmm.
You know, mm-hmm. And God really, really, really say, pray, O Zion. This is a song that you say, O Zion, what's the matter now? You don't pray like you used to pray. You know? It's just really time for much prayer.
Much, much prayer. Wow. Thank you so, so much. I'm going to keep your mic hot. There's somebody else that wants to ask a question or say something. It's a couple of people. So area code 818, your mic is hot.
Oh, hi. This is Kim calling in from California.
Hi, Tammy. I can hear you a little.
Can you hear me better? Is it just better?
Yeah, so much better.
Thank you. How you doing this morning?
Good. How are you?
I'm blessed. Just calling in. Wanted to, first of all, say thank you, God, for everything. And, again, thank the ministry for being a blessing to me. But also continue to ask for prayer for my mom. She's in the hospital. And also for finances and, and for my company, continue to keep, lift me up in prayer with that.
Okay. We sure will.
Yes, ma'am.
Sure will. Okay. We're going to go to the next caller. I'm writing your prayer request down right now.
Thank you so much.
You are welcome. Caller 313-285-41. I'm sorry to give your whole number out. Your mic is hot.
God, Angel, how are you?
Good.
This is perfect. Hi, Prophet Gail. Are you still on the line?
Yes, ma'am.
I just want to concur with everything that Prophet Gail has said. I didn't hear the caller before, so we got on late. But concerning the times, we're living in evil times, as the Word of God has said. And Prophet Daryl basically just gave the interpretation of the dream God had given me of fire. And it was three men was chasing a member of our church. And I was trying to instruct her how to run to get away from them, but she went the opposite way to get her car. Her car had stalled. I saw my pastor, and I said, Apuda's car has stalled. Can you give her a jump? And she drove down the street to give her a jump. But the impact of her car hitting the parked car pushed the cars backwards. One hit the other one. Then a bus came around the corner. And when the car hit the bus, the impact of that, an explosion came. And it was nothing but fire. And I said, oh, my God, the city is on fire. But that was a twofold thing. The blessings of God come through fire. But God also was saying that the wrath of his anger is upon the nations because of all of this senseless murder and violence and killing. The innocent blood is crying out to God, and God is avenging the blood. The saints of God have got to come together as a body and pray. And intercede for our nations and for the body of Christ, because judgment has already begun at the house of God. And it's not going to get better. It's only going to get worse. But prayer can change things.
Wow.
Jesus.
Yeah. Thank you, Bertha. Prayer is much needed. Right now, and not that I want to be heard, I want to be seen, and this sounds nice. Prayer prayer that will move God, prayers that will move his heart, that means something to him, that you don't even know what you're saying. You're just praying out of your spirit, mm-hmm. those prayers, not that thought up, wrote out prayer.
Thank you. Not prayers of, God, I need a job. God, I need this for my children. This time for the body of Christ to cry out and spare not. Lift up our voice like a trumpet in Zion. Show my people their transgressions and the house of Jacob their sin. It's time for us to cry out for those that are not saved to get to know Jesus. Because like Prophet Dale said, unless you know Jesus, you're going to keep on doing evil.
Yeah. God, they're godless. They don't know God. They don't know God. From the parent to the child, they don't know God.
That's it.
They have no regard, no reverence for him, no reverence for the things of God, nothing.
You know, do y'all remember a time, it was a time that the people, when they would see a man of God, that people would respect the man of God.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
That was a time that people would not curse in front of the church. They would walk across the street.
Jesus,
that's right.
Yes.
But the reason why this is happening, because the men of God doesn't have respect for the men and women of God.
That's right.
it starts from the head first. And move
that's
out.
Right.
And, you know, I take my hat off to Apostle, all because I honor the anointing and the respect, all because that I don't care who you are, that man going to respect you.
Amen.
He's going to respect you and love on you. And see,
amen.
That was a commandment from God. The love of God has left the church.
Amen.
And God said, he told the prophet, one of the prophets that I know, and I've been telling everybody, that God is getting ready to foreclose and expose.
Yes, he is.
God is getting ready to close some of these churches down because there's so many on every corner.
Yes.
They're not kingdom work. They're doing church work.
That's right.
They kill
right.
the people before they even get them saved. You know, tell them that there is a hell. Let them
right.
know that they to stay in the shape that they're in. I heard that thing. Tell them to get back to the house. You know, and pray for them. Bring them out. Show them. Walk up right before them, because he said in his word, he said that if you walk up right, no good thing he would hold from us. He said, let your light also shine, that men would see your good works and glorify the Father.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of ain't got that glow no more.
Mm-hmm.
Why step in religion?
Praise God, praise God.
You didn't stepped in for, oh, my God.
Jesus.
The people of God have left out of some people.
Yes.
Ichabod has left some people.
Yes, it has.
Jesus.
The spirit of Ichabod is up on some people.
Yes, it is. They think they got the glory and it's nowhere around
them. Nowhere.
And I'm just,
you know, Prophet Doug, it's amazing you say that, because I know a bishop who has been exposed, and because he was doing theft identity. This is a man of God. But he has been exposed for stealing people's identity. And the lady's identity he had for, he stole was 85 years old. And when she called the trouble she was on, more people have come forth saying, he has stolen their identities. And I had told Prophet Shakespeare last year a word God had given me. I was reading Nehemiah, and the Lord revealed to me that he was tired of the building of the churches. And they had put him on the back burner. They weren't building his house. They were building houses for themselves. And he was tired of it. And he was fixing to bring them down because he commissioned us to be disciples and win souls. They're not winning souls, but they're building churches to gather people, but nobody is being trained how to be disciples.
Nobody. Nobody.
And God
wouldn't know how to witness.
He would not be marked anymore. If you ask the average member in a church, how do you go about winning souls? They can hear.
Yeah. They don't know.
You know, the Bible says, he that winneth souls are wise.
That's right.
Most people lack wisdom.
Amen.
Most people want to be the prophet. They want to be the apostle. They want all these titles, but don't want to do the work.
That's right.
Don't want to do the work. And he told us in his word, he said, he that winneth souls are wise. You got to be wise when you're going out here witnessing and ministering to the people.
That's right.
Yeah.
And the Bible said it. I can't remember. I know it's over. I don't know if it's the second chapter of Revelation or the third chapter of Revelation when the Bible says, hell hath enlarged herself.
That's right.
And hell is going to be full of church folk.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
You're not praying for the backslider.
Mm-mm.
You're not praying that the Lord will bring them back around to repentance, but you rather kill them. They going to hell. This going the alcoholic ain't gonna go to hell because God's gonna give them a chance to get saved.
That's right. Kill them with their tongue.
But the preacher, okay, but the preacher go sleep with all the women in the choir. Got babies in the choir.
Be to God.
Ah, y'all. Woo.
Lord.
God is tired.
Yes, he is. My
God. But I thank God for some real people.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
I'm not bowed to them.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Well, I want you guys to pray.
Yes, Lord.
I want you guys to pray because, you know, it's needed, and I want you guys to pray because I know that you're for real about it, and I know that God hears you both. So I want you guys to pray for the next few minutes. Whoever, you know, just begin to pray and just begin to worship God. Even all our listeners here online, just begin to worship God because I know
Hallelujah. We exalt you, O God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We honor you today, Jesus. Oh, God, thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. We praise your name. You alone are worthy, God. You alone are worthy. We give you all the glory. In the name of Jesus. God, in the name of Jesus, we come now asking you to forgive us of all of our sins, knowing and unknowing. Father God, you are forgiving God, and for that we say thank you. Lord, we love you. We worship and adore you. Father God, we thank you that you inclined your ear to our prayer. Father God, we thank you for the blood of Jesus that allows us to go boldly before the throne of grace and mercy. Oh God, we thank you that we can enter into the holies of holies and that you will hear our cry. And oh God, right now we cry out for every nation, oh God. We cry out, oh God, that you will stretch forth your mighty hands. God, bind the violence and the sensitive murders. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we pray for every backslider, oh God, the alcoholic, the drug addict, the drug dealer, the prostitute, oh God, those that are broken in their spirit, that you will cover them right now, oh God. Transformation take place in their minds, oh God. Give your word to be spoken into their hearts, oh God, that they will turn from their evil ways, oh God, and accept you back as the Lord and Savior. Oh God, we plead the blood of Jesus over them right now. Oh God, we thank you, Lord. God, hear our cry. God, you said that you are the bride of the backslider. And God, we know you that love them. God, you said all they have to do is seek and that they would find, knock and the door would be open. God, let them come and run into you as never before. God, let them in prayer and evil times. God, let them realize that they have no hope, that their salvation is in you, that in you they can have eternal life.
Glory.
Lord, the Lord of your Father. God, the Lord is for. They won't find it in an alcohol bottle. They won't find it in heroin. They won't find it in marijuana or cocaine. But God, the Lord that is by you is in you, oh God. Let the prostitute know that the judge ain't giving them the Lord they're looking for. The Lord they're looking for. The Lord of your Father is in you. God, we lift them up to you right now. In the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
The fire that comes from you, oh God. Oh God, take it to another.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Be glorified, Jesus. Be glorified. Be glorified in the heavens and the earth. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus. We walk in the victory of God. Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, we magnify your name, God. We magnify.
Thank you, Jesus.
Pray, Prophet Darrell.
Hallelujah.
Father, in the name of Jesus,
come on,
God, oh God, just to ask you to forgive us, oh God. Forgive us for our work that we have not done, oh God. God, we ask you to forgive us right now, oh God. In the name of Jesus, oh God. God, we ask you to look and have mercy upon the people, oh God. In the name of Jesus, oh God. God, we ask you to send the spirit of restoration, oh God, back into the body of Christ, oh God. Give them a hunger and a thirst for souls, oh God. In the name of Jesus, oh God. Oh God, we just ask you to look on the men and women of God, oh God. In the name of Jesus, oh God. Oh God, raise them up, oh God. In the name of God. God, help them to be soul winners, oh God. Help them to be kingdom builders, oh God. Help them to be kingdom dwellers, oh God. In the name of Jesus. God, help us to stop being religious, oh God. Help us to stop being judgmental, oh God. Send love back to the church, oh God. In the name of Jesus. Oh, God, do it for your glory. Manifest yourself, oh God. Give us another chance, oh God.
For your glory, God. For your glory.
Oh God. Give us another chance, oh God, to be a witness for you, oh God.
Yes,
oh,
yes,
oh God, do it for your own, oh God. In the name of Jesus, God, we come to know, God, that you are God of another chance, oh God. We know you're able, oh God. We know you're able to deliver, oh God. Touch the mind of the people.
Hallelujah.
Jesus, help my enemies, oh God, to pray for the sins of the world, oh God, in the name of Jesus.
turmoil. So one of us in the south, Father God, but oh God, in the name of Jesus, we know that he, we know that he, to pull them out of that pit and the muck and mire, oh God. God, we know that he, oh God, we yet still believe in what the word said. We yet still standing on the promise, oh God. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, we ask you to look on this word today, oh God. Move by your power, oh God. Let the Holy Ghost fire. Down in Detroit, oh God.
Glory to
Jesus. Give them churches a home, oh God. For kingdom building, oh God. Let a revival break out in Detroit. Let them come calling, oh God. For them to fight, oh God. Because you said it in your word, oh God. To go out into the heavens of the valley. Let the plan of the God, help us, oh God. Help us to
bring
us. Help us to love on the sheep, oh God. Oh God.
Help us, God.
Help us, God. In the name of Jesus. Oh,
Jesus.
Down to Detroit, oh God. In the name of Jesus. Let us sing and stop, oh God. In every parish, oh God.
Hallelujah. Cover our youth, Lord God, that you cover that army that you are rising up, Lord Jesus, that you're raising up, oh God, that will hold up a standard for you, God, boldly and confidently, Lord Jesus, in you. We thank you, Lord Jesus, God, that you're sending ministering angels to them and that you will send those, oh God, that will oversee them and guide their footsteps, Lord Jesus, by your word, Lord Jesus, and that will do it out of the purity of their heart, oh God, that will do it out of your spirit. spirit, oh God, and by your power and by your might, Lord Jesus, and that they will access the true authority and the power that you gave, oh God, and that you continue to give and pour out on them, oh God. I thank you now, Lord Jesus, that they won't rejoice in the fact that they can cast out demons, that they won't rejoice in the fact that they can heal the sick, Lord Jesus, that they won't rejoice over that, oh God, but that they will rejoice because their names are written in heaven, Father God, that they will rejoice because they're sons and daughters, oh God, of the Most High, that they will rejoice, oh God, because your kingdom is coming to this earth, oh God, that the great takeover is about to happen, oh God, that it is going to come forth, oh God, you're going to crack these clouds, these skies, oh God, and you're going to come riding in, oh God, our deliverer is coming, and we thank you and we praise you now, Lord Jesus. We give you glory, oh God. We give you glory, Lord Jesus. And as we seek your kingdom, oh God, keep your people well, Lord Jesus. As we seek your kingdom first, oh God, and we do your will, oh God, keep our bodies whole, oh God, and strong, Lord Jesus. Keep these temples, oh God, for your glory, oh God. Keep them whole, oh God. Keep them healed, oh God. We bind and rebuke cancers and tumors and diabetes, oh God. We pray for Tammy's mother right now. We pray for restoration, oh God. We pray, oh God, that our answer to your go is yes, oh God. We pray that our response to your go, oh God, is yes, oh God, and our feet are moving, our hands are moving, our eyes and our ears are opened, oh God, to your will. We thank you now, Lord Jesus. We give you glory, oh God. In Jesus' name we pray, oh God, and we trust and we believe, so we are living out your word. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Glory to your name.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
You know, I just heard that he's getting ready to restore.
Hallelujah.
Getting ready to do a refresh.
Hallelujah.
He's ready to put peace back in the body of Christ. He's getting ready to put love back into the body of Christ. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I don't know who that was praying, but when they was praying in the spirit and they were speaking in the heavenly language, I heard them speak, say, Lord, pour out your spirit, pour out your soul back into us. God, he's getting ready to answer that thing as of right now as we see.
Hallelujah.
In the spirit, heard them say hallelujah, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Glory be to you. I'm getting ready to put a sanctified witness in your belly. Hallelujah. I'm getting ready to put a trunk in your belly where you can be able to sound off the alarm. Hallelujah.
Hey, you
man, so backslider, no. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
That I'm coming for them. Hallelujah. I'm going to restore them. Hallelujah.
Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
I don't even want to break this atmosphere, so I'm gonna make your mic hot 818 because I don't know what your response is or what you have to say. So your mic is hot. Area code 818.
Praise the Lord, saints. This is Albertine. I just want to say thank you. That prayer was incredible. It was powerful. I just want to say thank you for just being just intercessors and real children of God, and just to intercede and just to care. It's just, it means so much. And I just would like to ask for prayer for my hair company and, you know, for my house. I understand. I just need a financial miracle. But I know God is in the miracle business, and I know He can do it. And I just been praying and fasting and believing God. So I would just like to have prayer over my finances and my business and my children. In Jesus' name.
What's your name?
Albertine.
Hallelujah. Well, we pray the prayer of faith because it is already done and His will
Amen.
Is already done and gone forth for your life. We pray the prayer of faith, Father God, that her hair company is already solidified and the things that are needed are already coming through the door, Lord Jesus, that people are giving into the bosom that people will sow, Lord Jesus, and all is well, Lord God. We ask that you turn Albertine's eyes and her mind and her heart towards you, Father God, that as she meets you, those doors will be open, Father God, that you cover her children, oh God, and that you manifest every gift that you have given them, Father God, in their lives, Lord Jesus, and their purpose comes into fruition, Father God. We give you glory, praise, and honor in Jesus' name. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Albertine. Thank you.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. All right, everybody. This show was only supposed to go for an hour today. I'm sorry, but Prophet is not on the air with us today, but, you know, he's about the business. He's doing the business. So we want to thank God for that and for him. I want to thank Prophet Daryl, and I want to thank Prophetess Bertha, thank you so, so much for being on here. It's just divine timing, all of this. And I just thank you, every listener, every caller, for praying with us. I know you were praying with us. And we just give God glory right now. Just go throughout this day. Don't stop knocking. Don't stop seeking. Don't stop asking, because the doors will be opened, and all that we ask for will be given. And we just thank God right now for everything. I'm so full right now, and my God, his word is just going like crazy in my head. In my head, his word is just like all over the place, and I just thank God. I would that you, if you have the time, just spend some time with God. Make it an appointment. Make it important that you spend some time with him in this day, every day. Spend some time with him. It is vital that we hear God and that we seek him for ourselves, and not just for ourselves, but that we're seeking him for ourselves, that we don't rely on others' prayers and others' worship, but that we get on our knees on our own, and we cry out for this land and cry out for this nation and for this world and for our people. Okay, we thank God for everybody's on the air today. All right, people of God, I love you all, and just have a great day. Go praising, go thanking, go with eyes wide open. Just go, and ears wide open, hearts wide open. Show love. Show love today. Show love today. Witness to somebody today. Lead somebody to the kingdom. Get a kingdom citizen signed up today and every day. Amen.
Amen.
All right, everybody. Love you guys.
Love you too.
Okay. Bye-bye. Hallelujah.
Sing that too. Show us your glory.